the marathon run toward pandemic recovery. I'm David Brancaccio. The biggest metro in the U.S. has now lifted most coronavirus restrictions on businesses as of today, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, tri-state region. And they've decided to run the New York City Marathon after the cancellation last year, November 7th. Smaller, 33,000 runners instead of 50,000, staggered start times. This is about lifting spirits and about money. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
When the 2019 New York Marathon,
on your mark,
was replaced in 2020 by silence on city streets, more was lost than 26 miles of sweat and strain for the runners.
The economic impact is quite significant.
Scott Rossner directs sports management at Columbia University, and he's run this race. He says for big cities, marathons bring entry fees and charity fundraising. Plus,
all the visitors, hotel occupancy rates are high, you know, street vendors, especially on the race route.
Sports economist Andrew Zimblist at Smith College says this kind of event will likely bring in tens of millions of dollars for New York and more.
Symbolically, it's significant because we're coming back and with the marathon and sports generally, it's a community reestablishing itself.
He says the big money for cities still depends on fully restoring pro sports like baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The S&P future is down 0.8%. The NASDAQ future down 1.2%. There is news sales were up 23% at Target last quarter, and the chain's thinking the spring will be strong as well. The stock is up 3.7% in pre-market trading. Banks have to lend to economically disadvantaged areas in which they operate. The Trump administration made those rules easier on banks, but no more. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Yeah, the rule at issue has to do with the Community Reinvestment Act, which was passed in the 1970s. And yes, that act requires banks to, for example, issue mortgages in low-income neighborhoods where they have branches. And one of the things banks have to do is pass tests that gauge how well they're complying with that law. The Trump administration revised rules last year to make it easier to pass those tests. And what the Biden administration is now saying, David, is never mind, banks, you don't have to worry about complying with those changes. We're going to start over.
And how are banks responding?
Well, banks had asked the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which is the agency we're talking about here, to either start over or at least delay when the Trump era changes would take effect. And that's because it would be costly to comply with the changes, especially if the Biden administration just revised the rules again. So industry groups are pleased about the latest developments. Banks do want regulations modernized, though, to reflect online banking practices. And the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency says it will now revisit the rules, reconsider what needs to change.
Nova Safo, thank you. China was the first major economy to ease out of pandemic lockdowns, but production bottlenecks are still squeezing industry, factories, sure. Even movie production, including special effects and animation. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak.
I'm on a guided tour of Dachang Movie Town, 30 miles from the heart of Beijing. Here, everything from reality shows to feature films are shot. First stop, Stage 8, where a Jackie Chan movie was filmed in 2017. What could have been the second stop, a film school, has been closed since COVID-19 struck last year. The firm that ran the film school, Base Media, does visual effects and animation for the likes of Star Wars Mandalorian, Captain America, plus big Chinese films like Wandering Earth. The firm's founder, Chris Bremble, says Hollywood productions came to a halt last year. Things got so bad, he says, he didn't just have to shutter the school, but also lay off scores of workers in his Malaysia office.
The staff that were recruited to work on American content. We had probably 115, 120 staff there. I think we got it down to 30.
Now he focuses on the China market, but his staff keeps getting poached by gaming companies whose business exploded during the pandemic. These firms' video games are more and more like movies. Bremble says 10% of his workers left over the last 9 months. That's bad, but not as bad as for some other visual effects firms.
There are companies here in Beijing that have lost entire departments in one day. One day, the whole department gets up and leaves.
What?
Yeah.
How are they attracting them? Like, how much more are they paying?
Triple.
What's kept his company alive during the pandemic, says Bremble, is his animation business, which has made up for some of the work lost when movie companies had to cut back on filming. Earlier this year, Bremble's firm released its first animated film. It's called Wish Dragon. Here's the English trailer.
Dragon thingy, you in there?
It's sort of like a Chinese version of Aladdin, but it's set in modern Shanghai. And instead of a genie, there's a dragon.
Your wishes will be granted!
How long have you been in that teapot?
I don't know. Is it still the Qing Dynasty?
The film was released in Chinese theaters mid-January, just as COVID-19 cases peaked again.
Most of the suburban theaters, Beijing, Shanghai, were shut. So we didn't do quite as well as we hoped.
The film is set to release worldwide on Netflix soon. And though Hollywood is starting to shoot movies again, recovery will be slow, Bremble says. For productions in China to reach pre-pandemic levels could take another 4 or 5 months. In Beijing, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer last night unveiled a newly revised bipartisan plan to boost U.S. production of microprocessors, $52 billion over 5 years. The shortage of chips could cost the U.S. car industry $110 billion this year and has left slim pickings at some dealerships. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.